Welcome back to Wyoming Sports Talk. Today we talk to the men's head coach of LCCC, he being Jason Ficca. You know, Coach, the fun part of your job, and again, if you want to be part of the LCCC Golden Eagles, every Wednesday we invite you to stay a little later because it's going to be overtime. 2 weeks in a row now on Wednesdays we have overtime.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's on the road or at home.
That's right, either Powell or in the rack. But last night, a big overtime win. You did carry a lead from halftime into the second half. They chipped away, but you guys found a way to pull this one out when you needed it.
Yeah, no, it was a good win. We needed it. Eastern Wyoming's well coached. They're a tough matchup for everybody. Everybody struggled with them. You look at their scores, and they play really good defense. They play, I believe, it looks like the pack line defense to me. Basically, there's three guys standing in the paint at all times, and so they really choke off the paint. You got to make some jump shots, and then they try to take Tyrese out of the game. We saw them do that against Casper. They put number 30, just did what we would call no help, no cover, on number 3 from Sheridan. And when I saw 30 in the starting lineup, it was always his third start, I think.
Larson, yeah.
When I saw 30 in the starting lineup, I knew that's what they were going to do with Tyrese. A little different with Tyrese because Tyrese was on the ball. So what they did against Sheridan with him was that kid was off the ball, so it was a little easier to not deny him. So we really made that an emphasis this week of Tyrese setting screens, which if they're not going to help off you, then if Tyrese would set some good screens, then we could get some stuff there, and then setting good screens for Tyrese. And I thought it would work well. Tyrese came out.
And it took a while, at least that beginning part of that first half, for Eastern Wyoming to contain Tyrese, where he was just unconscious from behind the arc. He was just having another Tyrese Potoma night. But something that you mentioned of just kind of choking off, at least the point there in the paint for Eastern Wyoming, we saw how many times where David Appelgren, as much as he was
oversized last night.
He was oversized, but there were a lot of black shirts that were trying to contain him.
And obviously, Coach had quite a bit of time to take a look at all LCCC games and had a chance to devise his game plan, obviously, knowing that they were undersized. But everywhere that David was at last night, he drew a crowd of 3 or 4 black shirts.
Yeah, they played pretty much exactly like we would thought they were going to play defensively. And we didn't anticipate getting forced into playing as much man-to-man defense as we did. And they didn't show... nobody plays really as much zone as we do. Central Wyoming plays a fair amount of zone. So, it seems like whenever we look at team zone offense, we're watching Central Wyoming, play their zone. But they hadn't shown as much zone offense as they showed. So they had some different attacks, against our zone that we hadn't seen on video. And they did a nice job, and we had to make a lot of adjustments and a lot of changing the strategies and employ a lot of different tools to win that game. But we did it.
And there was one strategy, or at least one adjustment, that seemed like it took quite a few, at least minutes throughout that game, was one Meadows for Eastern Wyoming, who was just Brandon Meadows was just a thorn in the side for LCCC last night.
Yeah, they did a nice job scoring. That you watch them on video, and it's a team that doesn't have a lot of playmakers. They really beat you with spacing and movement, not so much just raw talent and guys jumping up and making plays. And they made a lot of plays last night. I don't know if that was because of our defense. I think we still defended well. We held them to 41% field goal shooting, I think. But they made a fair amount of jump shots and plays off the dribble that if you watch them on video, they don't make with regularity.
You know, we saw the coming out party of Courtney Dean here a couple 3 games ago. Kyle, who has been on that cusp, then he got slowed by the injury. Looks like he's at full strength right now. Mm-hmm. And with David drawing the crowd last night, that opened up a lot of inside looks for Kyle to really show us his offensive prowess.
Yeah, in Kyle made free throws last night, so that really helped him. I think it was a career high 15 points last night, or definitely a season high, which I guess is his whole career.
Yeah.
One season. So, but he, you know, I think Kyle was with David drawing their biggest player, who was not as, you know, 6'6", was more really Kyle's size. So Kyle was athletically, I think, a little superior to the guy that was guarding him. That won't be the case so much on Saturday, but he did a nice job of taking advantage of that and finishing. And then when he got fouled, he made free throws, which he struggled from the line this year, but he made them last night.
Well, as you mentioned, with Saturday, and we'll just jump right into it coming up again, as you'll see the number 8 ranked Sheridan Generals, a team that does come into that contest 24-1, 9-0 in Region 9 North play. At this point in time, I mean, when a number's in front of a team, it really doesn't bother you at this point. You've seen so many top 25 programs at this point in time. But just give us your thoughts again. We've already seen the Generals team. Again, they already defeated LCCC here at the RAC, but now heading on the road to see this team. How tough of a task is it going to be to take down the Generals?
Well, it's going to be difficult, definitely, there. We had a good game plan here, and I believe it was a tie score at halftime, and we weren't full strength then. So I think we'll be as full strength tomorrow as we've been, as anybody is. I mean, this time of the year, somebody's sick, somebody's banged up. So we'll be full strength. I think we'll have a good strategy, and I think we'll play well. We haven't really played poorly, save for that Central Wyoming game this semester. The only team to beat Sheridan is Western Nebraska, who we've beaten. So, you know, if you follow that path of thinking, we're certainly capable of winning the game. It's going to be tough on the road, but we're going up tomorrow afternoon and get a good night's rest in Sheridan and a chance to practice Saturday morning before the game on the court.
And not to shift away from what is currently this season, but again, as we'll talk with a freshman on your team, and again, you do have a few other developing freshmen who may or may not stay with the program. Hopefully the majority of them do stay with LCCC, but it's something I mentioned again. You've seen so many top 25 nationally ranked programs, whether it was in non-conference, again, with Western Nebraska, Snow College, Salt Lake Community College, again, now Sheridan, Casper, all of these top 25 ranked opponents. How beneficial is that for these freshmen who get to see these programs, know what they're going to put on the court, and kind of develop under that of, you know, hey, we might have our struggles this season, but next season, now we're prepared how to take down these behemoths?
No, I think it's good experience. It's, you know, great experience for the freshmen. And I was talking with Dwayne about it just before we came up to the show. You know, we can't simulate in practice the level of competition that we see in games. We just don't have the bodies. Very few people can. Very few people have 10, 12 guys that are all, you know, college caliber, Division I caliber players. Nobody that we faced has that. So, but then you get in a game and everybody you're facing, because you're facing their best, not, you know, not their 15th man, you're facing their top five or eight players. So with freshmen, they get a lot of the experience in the games. Well, you know, that's, I think you've seen that when we talked about growing pains before. Now at this point, like you said, we've seen, it's our eighth game against a nationally ranked opponent. 8th out of, 24 or 26 games we're going into. So, about a third or close to that of our schedule. And then next year when these guys are sophomores, they've got that experience to fall back on, and they know what it takes and they know what they're going to see. So, you know, if you can't always get the level of competition in practice every day, which is hard for most everybody to do, you got to get in the games. And that's when you got so many freshmen, you know. Basically, we've had now 24 games of experience, mm-hmm. and of competing at that level.
Coach, let's take you back to August and even, you know, part of September when you were assembling this group. And again, Hayden and Stefan, the only holdovers from last year. You lose a couple of kids right out of the box, and then obviously after the Christmas break, you lost another youngster. So, you know, you're kind of limited in pieces of the puzzle. But go back to when you were putting this team together, and like Nick mentioned, all of the top talent that you have faced thus far, you and Coach Salisbury have to be, I would hope, a little bit impressed with how this team has matured, come together. Yes, they have a problem finishing, but, I mean, realistically, all these guys should take a look inside themselves and say, hey, we can match up with anybody in Region 9 and even in our preseason schedule.
No, there's a lot to build on, a ton. I mean, and you go back to there's two guys on this team that we were really counting heavily on that never made it to the court because of injuries, and that's Willie Jones and Anthony Munson, and those guys both out for the whole year basically because of injury. So that's really the two pieces that we were counting on that we don't have, and so I think all the pieces when we started the year in September, October, all the pieces were in the gym, and then those are the two that we were really counting on for some production, and those were two potential starters that never made it to the court, not one single time. So that's what we're missing, those two guys.
Coach, as we here we are today, February 7th, and again about a month away, you know, as they talk about March Madness, and this is where you brought this up to us last year. This is where you start positioning your team to get ready for that momentum swing into the postseason. Do you feel the team is right where it should be at right now, or is there a couple, three things that need to be added to the mix to make you that one step better?
Well, we talked about, I think, yesterday. I think if we're going to take another step forward, we've got to get more from Kyle Cabbs, Courtney Dean, Mateo Zovko, mostly on the rebounding and defensive end, some on the scoring end. Mateo is already our second leading scorer, so for him it's mostly defense and rebounding we got to get more from. Kyle Cabbs, we need a little more scoring probably. He gave it to us last night. Courtney Dean, he's a fairly effective scorer. I think he's right at double figures already. So for him, yeah, we're looking more defense and rebounding, and we saw all that. Certainly with Courtney and Kyle. Mateo, it was a little off last night, but Courtney and Kyle gave us exactly what those are the guys I think still have some room to squeeze. We're getting a lot and enough out of Tyrese and Daquan and David and I'm forgetting somebody in my head already. And Stephon Manzi. Yeah, we're getting about all that those guys got. Which is good. And if we can get just a little bit, not that those three guys have been playing bad, Mateo, we're not saying that. We're saying I think there's a little bit more in their tank, and we're trying to squeeze that out, and I think those guys can put us over the top. But back to your question, yes, we inched ourselves into third place alone. There was a game postponed last night, so the outcome of that would have put the winner that tied with us. But we inched ourselves ahead into that third spot. Unfortunately, we've almost exhausted all of our home games of the year. We only have one left, so we're going to have to do it on the road. But you know, we've been pretty competitive on the road, and I think we can win our share and stay in that third or fourth and host that first round game. That's the goal for everybody at this point.
Hopefully they get that little extra magic, and they're going to need it for this weekend. Again, as LCCC, a little standing update: 11-14 overall, 4-5 again, third place right now in North Division of Region 9. Sheridan comes into the contest again 24-1, 9-0 on a 13 game winning streak. So again, a tough task coming up this Saturday again, 4:00. Again, live here on 1480 KRA between the Sheridan Generals and LCCC Golden Eagles.
Aren't you just full of good news there?
They got the win, though.
I know, but that's what Coach needs to hear. You know, come on, give
me
your
already knows it.
All right, Coach, we will see you coming up Saturday afternoon. Thank you again. We appreciate it. And we will come back, and we will talk with Cameron Vitzel, who is a freshman from Henderson, Colorado. We will talk with him here in just a couple of moments on 1480 KRA. This is our LCCC Coaches Show, brought to you by Laramie County Community College.